USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a major blow to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, lawmakers voted to postpone a decision on whether to back the Brexit deal with the European Union, throwing a wrench into the government's plan to leave the bloc at the end of this month. At a special session of Parliament intended to ratify the Brexit deal, lawmakers voted 322 to 306 to withhold their approval on the Brexit deal until legislation to implement has been passed. The vote aims to ensure the UK can't crash out of the EU without a divorce deal on the scheduled October 31st departure date. But it also means Johnson has to ask the EU to delay Britain's departure, since Parliament previously passed a law compelling him to do so if a Brexit divorce deal had not been passed. The government still hopes it can pass the needed legislation by the end of the month so the UK can leave on time. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The world's first all-female spacewalking team made history high above Earth, replacing a broken part of the International Space Station's power grid. As NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir successfully completed the job with wrenches, screwdrivers, and power grip tools, it marked the first time in half a century of spacewalking that men were not part of the action. They insisted they were just doing their jobs after years of training, following in the footsteps of women who paved the way. America's first female spacewalker from 35 years ago, Kathy Sullivan, was delighted. She said, "It's good to finally have enough women in the astronaut corps and trained for spacewalking for this to happen." President Donald Trump selected Dan Broillet, deputy to departing Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, to lead the Energy Department, calling him a total professional with unparalleled experience. Trump acted quickly just a day after Perry told the president that he would leave by year's end. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. Drive-through windows at fast food restaurants, banks, and other businesses have long represented the convenience for which American businesses are renowned. But the ease of idling in a vehicle while waiting for your order is now associated with another development: climate change. As a result, some communities across the United States are now banning drive-thrus, citing the additional carbon emissions that are released. Minneapolis earlier this summer banned constructions of new drive-thrus, while officials in Long Beach, California have now imposed a six-month ban on new drive-thrus while they study the issue. Similar ordinances restricting or prohibiting fast food windows have also been adopted in communities including Fairhaven, New Jersey, and Orchard Park, New York. Minneapolis cited air pollution from idling vehicles as the main factor for the ban on drive-thrus, along with litter, noise, and the potential of vehicles blocking sidewalks. The order is part of the city's long-term plan called Minneapolis 2040, which includes a goal to cut all greenhouse gas emissions by over 80% by 2050. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.